Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 31. And the title today is from Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. That's our title today. That's verse 2 of Psalm 100. And the reason that's the title is because I'm preparing a very special and different worship service on the 6th of May for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, focused entirely on Psalm 100. So I'm thinking about it, studying about it, meditating on it, praying over it, and recording these podcasts and videos about it, blogging about it, so that I can get under its skin and understand it very well, I hope, and then be able to communicate it well in all the things we're going to do in that special service. And we looked at the overview 2 weeks ago. Then last week, we looked at verse 1. Today, we're looking at verse 2. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll continue with that. So worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. That's our theme for today. Now, the New Bible Commentary, the IVP version, sees this verse as very much connected with verse 1. So in verse 1, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Then worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. And it sees there three invitations. So in verse 1 is shout. That's the invitation. Come and shout for joy. Then the second invitation in verse 2 is worship the Lord with gladness. And the third invitation is come before him with joyful songs. So we have three invitations: shout, worship, and come. And today we're going to focus on the second and third, what it means to worship the Lord with gladness and then to come before him with joyful songs. So firstly, worship the Lord with gladness. With gladness. Not just worship the Lord, but with, specifically, gladness. Why this? What's this about? Now, to worship is also to serve, isn't it? In fact, some translations of this verse have serve the Lord with gladness. As Warren Wiersbe said in his book, Prayer, Praise and Promises, A Daily Walk Through the Psalms, which my sister gave me a while ago. Thank you, sister. He says about this that joy, he talks about the joy mentioned in verse 1. Joyful noise leads to joyful service. Joyful noise leads to joyful service. A true test of joy when it comes to our relationship with God is whether we then go on to worship and serve him with gladness. So there's a connection between the joy and the service. Why are we glad in God's service? Because just like the Israelites were glad that they had been released from their slavery in Egypt, we also have been released from our slavery. As it says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 18, we have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. We serve God willingly, gladly. Then that's why we delight to offer ourselves in worshipful service. As it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. I'm not always glad in my service towards God, I have to admit, but I need to recognize, I need to notice and acknowledge the times when I'm grumpy about serving God and ask myself if I have forgotten God's mercy to me. The Israelites forgot God's mercy and how lucky they were to be set free from their slavery. The prophets had to come and remind them. And I need God's word and friends and sermons that I hear to help me be refreshed in my gratitude for God's mercy. And then I will go on to serve God gladly, worshiping gladly. Are you moody when you join together with your brothers and sisters for times of corporate worship? Or perhaps you've lost some of your gratitude. Perhaps a response to that could be, before you get to the place where you're going to meet everybody, step outside, or before you get inside, stop and pray. Pray for renewed gratitude for God's mercy, and then go in to worship him with everybody else with an appropriate gladness. I think that could work. We need to resist the temptation to be like the older brother. You remember the parable of the two sons and the father in Luke 15? The younger son sells everything and gets the inheritance, goes off and spends it all. and comes back, the older brother is then also invited to the celebration of the younger brother coming back, but he refuses to go in and celebrate. Why? Because he's lost his sense of the gratitude for what the father has always provided. And the word glad is in that passage where the father is glad, but the older brother refuses to be glad. So let's not be like the older brother. It's a temptation for many of us who've been around a while as Christians. We need to refresh ourselves with a correct vision about the future. We're going somewhere. Revelation 19, verse 7. There's so much to be glad about. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, it says in this passage. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Let us be glad. We have a bright future. So firstly, worship the Lord with gladness. Secondly, come before him with joyful songs, it says there, the second part of verse 2. Come before him with joyful songs. What does this mean? See, we're being invited into the very presence of God with him. The word before him there in the English is the Hebrew word paneh, which means before, and it means face. In other words, we're being invited to be face to face with God. What an amazing thought, especially for an Israelite who knew that they couldn't enter the Holy of Holies. They knew that no one could see the face of God and live, Exodus 33, verse 20. They knew that there was a distance, a barrier between them and God, the veil. Now, of course, that veil is taken away for a Christian. We may not see God face to face, literally, of course, in this life, but we are being invited into that sense of intimacy. God's expressing his desire for us to be close to him, his desire for us to have that personal relationship with him. And it brings him joy that we have that relationship. And so it must also bring us joy that we have the opportunity for that kind of relationship. And that is why we sing songs of joy, because of that. What could be more appropriate when coming face to face with God than to sing joyful songs? One of the ways we serve God is by coming together to worship him in song. That's why we sing at church, at least part of the reason. The implication of the joyful songs here is that we sing with confidence. That's contained in the idea in the Hebrew. Not confidence in musical ability, but singing without hesitation. Without the hesitation that comes from guilt, because the guilt's been taken away. We have a clear conscience now. Therefore, we sing joyfully. No hesitation. When you see a football crowd and a goal is scored, there's no hesitation in celebrating. The arms go up, the voices are shouting and singing songs. There's a lack of hesitation because there's a participation in a vicarious way with the victory. We have the same thing. We share in the victory, therefore we sing with great joyful confidence. We don't hesitate in singing to God because we're confident in his mercy to us. And we're going to see this in verse 3 in the next recording, that we are confident in the fact that we have been accepted as God's people, the sheep of his pasture. But we'll come on to that next time. Summarizing today's thoughts from verse 2. Verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful songs. Thinking about this, firstly, today, this week, why not explore serving God with gladness? Not reluctantly, not out of a sense of duty, but gladness. What could refresh your gladness in your service towards God? Take some time to reflect on how lucky you are to be able to come face to face with our great God. Make it your intention to sing joyfully the next time you come together with your brothers and sisters for corporate worship. The next time you meet on a Wednesday night, a Friday night, or a Sunday morning, or a Sunday afternoon, determine that you will sing joyfully. Joyful because of God's mercy. So we'll continue to explore this psalm between now and the 6th of May. If you've got any thoughts about this psalm, if you've read any particularly good commentaries or books about it, if you've got your own ideas about the significance of this psalm, I would love to hear it so I can prepare that service the best I possibly can. And I'd like to know your thoughts on what I've talked about today. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. What helps you to serve the Lord with gladness? What helps you to be joyful in your singing? I would love to know. And if you could do me one favor, pass the link on to this recording to one other person that you think might benefit from it. Thank you very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling, deeply spiritual and enriching quiet times, singing joyfully to God, serving the Lord with gladness. Take care and God bless.